TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
K-Dub. When I wake up, I don't need makeup to get that cake up. I shake the place up. They try to stop me. They carbon copies. This is my lifestyle. Don't believe me, just watch me. When I wake up, I don't need makeup to get that cake up. I shake the place up. They try to stop me. They carbon copies. This is my lifestyle. Don't believe me, just watch me. Rise and shine. Better yet, y'all better rise and grind. Be on time. If not for the money, then you're wasting time. Get that dough. Any means necessary, get that dough. And don't move slow, you end up missing out moving slow.
Oh, no,
they can't see your plan, so they won't understand. Take you off your square, now you and them dance. I don't need stands, I need more bands. So put it in my hands, just put it in my hands, yeah. Say it loud or don't care, so my song is everywhere. Be up at crack of dawn with new tracks to share. Interviews I'll do, special guests in the view. Me, Martha, and Snoop, cooking wings on YouTube. Here's a lifestyle and I'll live it,
and I'll live it.
The sky is my limit,
is my limit.
It's my all and I'll give it.
It
feels good just to be winning.
When I wake up, I don't need makeup to get that cake up. I shake the place up. They try to stop me. They carbon copies. This is my lifestyle. Don't believe me, just watch me. When I wake up, I don't need makeup to get that cake up. I shake the place up. They try to stop me. They carbon copies. This is my lifestyle. Don't believe me, just watch me. Drive it five, bubble on the load and you pop off live. 24 hours, but I seem to get more out of mine. Know your power, don't be ghosting all your life. You can't get shit if you out here living trife. I shine at all costs, undercover boss. Winning comes with loss. Life's a gambler's toy. Tracy Ellis Ross. When I speak and get awards. 5'11 tall. I plan to get when tall. When I wake up, I don't need makeup to get that cake up. I shake the place up. They try to stop me. They carbon copies. This is my lifestyle. Don't believe me, just watch me.
Hey,
when I wake up,
I don't need makeup
to get that cake up. I shake the place up. They try to stop me. They carbon copies. This is my lifestyle. Don't believe me, just watch me. This is my lifestyle. Don't believe me, just watch me.
K-Dub.
You are now tuned in to the Social Lab. It's Gangali in the building, chilling on TM Hyman Radio. Yeah.
Yeah, she is here. Hey, it's 605 in the West, 905 in Puerto Rico, coming to you live from Aguadilla, Puerto Rico tonight. Hey, we got Ganga in the building. Her new project is Perfect Moments of Perfection. Y'all know I will mess some shit up in a minute. Moments of Perfection is the name of the project. Yo, that joint was called Wake Up, and she's in the building. But first, all the way live. She's about 800 miles away from where I am, but she is on the other side of where I reside. Give it up, Hot Chocolate out of the ATL. What up?
Yep, holding down the A and excited to chop it up with my girl, C, and Gongoli tonight.
In the building. Hey, did you see? Well, no, you didn't see it. Yo, Feet got like a banging like shrimp entree for us tonight, folks. I can't wait to hear about it. Along with our special guest, Gangali, but all the way live from Columbia, South Carolina. She chops it up and chops it up well. Give it up, Feet. What up, baby?
Hola, hola, since you're in Puerto Rico, that's my little Espanol chimichanga for the evening. What's poppin', y'all?
There
you go.
Hey, we got a lot to do in a little bit of time, so let's get right to it. She is here out of Tampa, Florida, by way of VA, two up, two down, baby. Give it up.
Yep.
Ganga Lee. What up, Ma? It's been a minute.
Yes, it has been. I'm happy you all sound great. I'm happy to be here.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, no doubt. You know, like you told me, it's all love, and I told you word ditto, because you my fam, and it's certainly all love. 907 here in Puerto Rico, if you want to jump on it, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926, Moments of Perfection, Ganga Lee. Clearly, that phrase says it all, that title says it all to me, but why Moments of Perfection for this project?
Because making this project, it took me 2 years. Let me go back to the beginning. It took me about 2 years to make this project, and during that time frame, I went in so many different directions. Like, oh, I want to do, no, I don't want to do that. I want to do a party, no, I don't want to do that. I want to be aggressive, I want to tell a story, I want to be a wit, no, I don't want to do that. I want to do a little bit of it all, but I also want to put forth a positive energy. I think that's definitely needed in these times, you know?
Right.
So I thought, not all the songs were perfect, you know, not all the songs were great, but then when these songs that actually made it to the album and collectively became the album, the only other thing that I could call it was Moments of Perfection, because it took me like a long time to get here, but these were like the perfect, you know, all the perfect moments, I should say, during my trip, you know, of creating this album. And in life, I also say, like, with us, none of us is perfect. No one is perfect. And we can, you know, although a lot of us strive to be perfect, let's be real. None of us are perfect. We all have flaws.
None
we do
us.
Have that.
Absolutely.
You know? So yeah. I also want to push that as well, like, you know, to let you know, like, hey, look, don't worry about being perfect, but enjoy the moment, because we do have perfect moments, you know? And I want to be the soundtrack to
No doubt. No doubt. Hey, for people who are not familiar with Ganga Lee, one, the name is very unique. Officially introduce yourself to the people and tell them how you came up with the name Ganga Lee.
No doubt. So, definitely, I'm Jamaican, first and foremost. My parents is Jamaican. I'm first generation Jamaican, meaning that I'm the third person in my family born in America. So we have heavy, heavy, strong traditional roots. I didn't grow up, you know, like, Americanized. I did that after I, you know, grew up and traveled and moved to Virginia and stuff like that. But my original roots is Jamaican. So a Ganga Lee is a person that's like an activist, like by any means necessary. And my uncles and my grandfather and all of them used to be like, yo, you're a Ganga Lee, because everything the boys did, they used to always like, no, you're a girl, you can't do that. Like, you know, like, say, ride the dirt bike. They wanted me to ride the regular bike with the basket. I'm like, I want to ride a dirt bike and jump off the, you know, sand mountain like my brother. And they're like, no, you're a girl. You can't do that. And then it was like, you know, skateboard. No, you ride a roller skate. You know, just anything that was girly, they wanted me to do it. And don't get me wrong, I did it too. But I'm like, hey, they look like they're having more fun. Why can't I do what the boy's doing? So they used to always say I was like an activist. So I was always like, you know, always the one that, you know, why can't I do it type of person. So they called me Dongali since young. So I didn't even really know it was a saying. I was just like, yeah, yeah. But I didn't think it was that anyone else would get it, so I didn't use it. So then years later, my name is Colleen. So for people that don't know, my real name is Colleen. And a lot of people, originally when I started rapping, I was known as Big Lee. So in New York, a lot of people knew me as Big Lee. So I went to a party one night with this guy that was like a famous local rapper in the Bronx. And he was like rapping the party, and he was like killing it. And he pulled people on stage. I didn't know he was Jamaican, and I'm Jamaican, et cetera. So I got on the stage. I killed it, threw a couple of lines in that you could tell, oh, she must be from the island or Caribbean. So he just took over and was like, Gangali, Gangali, the fattest female fucking MC, and who have eyes, they will see. And I was like, that's my name. You know, I'm going to use that name because it's like he was calling me it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I
that's
never
so
liked
dope that she remembered that, too, like the very moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome story. Awesome.
But so that's how I came about with the name. But I'm from the Bronx, you know, born and raised.
Okay.
But my family's Jamaican. I'm the third one in my family, first generation. I was born in the States. But you know, the younger kids, my younger cousins and brothers and sisters, they here, you know, they was born after me. But we're a new generation of Jamaicans in the States. And, you know.
Jamaican.
And then we just
born Jamaican, so to speak.
Jamaican. Right, no doubt. What's been your most difficult obstacle trying to rise as a female artist?
You know, definitely the obvious is, like, you know, they want you to definitely push sex first or push, like, a sex appeal. And not saying I don't think I'm sexy or I can't do it, but you don't really want to get the message of the music lost and all of that sometimes. You know, it's like more so I like to put the art and the creativity first. I don't want to put the body on display in order to get that. So sometimes that made it hard. Also, I feel like, you know, the music is like timing. You know, you have to make sure you have the right product for the right time. So as time go on, it's safe to say with experience here that, you know, you learn that. Okay, like you also want to make sure that you want to know your audience and appeal to them. So I think this is a combination of it all, you know, like, do I want to strip or be a stripper? No. So I have to find my audience. And, you know, along the way it was a journey, but you kind of have to find your own audience. So that was the hardest thing, I would say. Mm-hmm.
No doubt. Well, I had an opportunity to listen to the entire project. And, you know, I shared with you last week when we had the little tobacco with the show, you know, what a few of my favorites were. And, you know, your response was, you got a great ear. Because those are my favorites as well. Hey, this is one of my favorites. It's Let Me In featuring Napoleon the Legend. How did you connect with him on this?
Yeah, and when I come back, remind me, I want to tell you a story about Napoleon the Legend. But yes, this is one of my favorites.
You know what? So let's do that. Let's get into it. We got Fee coming up on the other side, and we'll get back into it with Gangali. Moments of Perfection. Take it out.
Pharaoh. Part of my determination, I determine my equation. Dropping a raw skill, I determine what I'm making. Until the name Po Rain, permanent in the game. Snow rain, sleet still, serving in flames. Like a pyrotechnician, flow is viral, sex fixes. Explosive like the next Shrek and Funk Flex is mixing. Plus I'm explicit, what I spit hot makes the feds listen. Po going to court for murder, I pled the fifth in. Black Lives Matter, you should analyze the matter. Think about that before you advertise a rapper. It's a rap race. It's a lot of posture in the front. And cats is always full of talk, but your wallet's full of nothing. Listen, I'd rather live it, cause my pride, I travel with it. And fuck talking about it, cause I'd rather rap the rhythm. I'm a master of my fate, immaculate like my phrase. Count my money in the tropics while they blast me on the waves. It's Ferragamo.
Somebody ought to just
retire.
Get me. Yeah. I think I deserve it. I know that I'm worth it. Flow so perfect. I mastered this word shit. Show me the cheese. Watch me craft these verses. Run up the stage. The respect I done earned it. I'm at the door. The knob, let me turn it. I'm what you're looking for. Hey, you ain't even know it. They dream star power. But you know I hold it. This is my hour. And watch how I show it. So who's next in the ring with this rap dream? Two pumps and a purse. Come see the queen. I done much out of church. I keep it so clean. They get gutter in the verse on a split screen. I'm on my A game with my A team. One in the chamber plus a hot 16. They kind of favor, but they not Gangali. Here's nothing major, but it's still the same fee.
Making it nice and spicy with my spicy New Orleans shrimp. Mm-hmm. What you're going to need is 1 pound of tiger shrimp. Those are the really large shrimp, but if you can't find those, that's fine. Whatever size shrimp you have on hand, it'll work fine. Get 2 tablespoons of butter, unsalted, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 2 tablespoons of sweet chili sauce, 1 tablespoon of Worcestershire sauce. I'm pretty sure I said that wrong because I always do. 1 teaspoon of chili powder. 1 teaspoon of liquid smoke. 1 teaspoon of smoked paprika. 1 teaspoon of dried oregano. 1 teaspoon of sriracha, hot sauce, or Tabasco. I personally prefer the sriracha. 4 cloves of minced garlic. 1/2 lemon. Salt and pepper to taste, and of course, the food grass, aka parsley, chopped. You're going to peel and devein your shrimp. Add the rest of your ingredients to your oven safe skillet. Stir and you let simmer for about 5 to 10 minutes. You remove your skillet from the heat and let it cool for a couple of minutes. Then you're going to add your shrimp and toss it around so that it's fully immersed in the sauce. Cover with foil and refrigerate for at least 30 to 40 minutes. Preheat your oven to 400 degrees. Bake your shrimp for about 10 to 15 minutes until it's a little translucent. Serve immediately with some crusty French bread and drizzle with any additional lemon juice that you have. And you can have that by itself. If you want it with pasta, if you want it with a nice size salad, potatoes, absolutely fabulous.
Sounds delicious. Say, chopping it up with Fee every Wednesday, 9 p.m., live out of Columbia, South Carolina. That's our girl.
Long radio show.
Real talk, real people, real times. We are the Social Lab TM Hammer Radio, and we got our special guest, Gangali, in the building with us tonight, the General and Fee as well. So, Ganga, like, you just come through since you decided to relocate further south and blown the Tampa Bay area away. Like, by storm, literally. And I mean, all puns intended.
Like, Irma. Mm-hmm, no, like, with me, music is in the heart. I love the art. I love spreading it. That's my form of you know, my method of making new friends, I guess. So I love doing music and love getting the music to the people. So it's not going to stop. It doesn't matter where I'm at. I could be in Puerto Rico, like, you know, saying, like, the Social Lab right now, and I'm still, like, get it rocking, get it popping. It doesn't matter. You know?
Yeah.
That's right.
No, and I concur. Like, I remember, one, I mean, we've been away from, man, a shared workplace for probably almost 10 years now, you know, if not longer, right? I mean, and the fact that, you know, I remember coming to, like, your crib, you know, with my cousin. Being at the crib when you had the studio in the crib. And so the evolution that has taken place, you know, I've seen that. But, I mean, your dedication, your consistency, your focus, you know, I support artists who take it seriously. And you're certainly one of those artists, and you're always welcome here. We'll always promote you on your project. Before the break, you talked about a story that you wanted to share about Napoleon, the legend.
Yes. I just wanted to say, like, he is a super dope MC. He's from New York, and I met him through Crazy DJ Bizarro. Got to salute Bizarro and the Beat Miners, Beat Miners Radio. I was working with them a few years
ago.
You
know them.
Evil D, Buckshot, Mr. Walt. Salute to all of, you know, the DJs up there. And Bizarro, that's where I met Bizarro. I had a talk show up there at one point called the Ladies Wonder Show. So during that time frame, me and Bizarro got cool, and he did a couple of, you know, joints on some projects for me over the years. And he came to Tampa. He just is like a staple in Tampa. So I moved further south, and it is like Brooklyn came further south too. You know, like New York came further south. And he was on the radio, and I was like, what? So one night he was on the radio, I hear Bizarro, and Napoleon was with him at the radio station. And I'm, you know, I was like, oh, they're really cool. Good energy, good vibe, you know. Instantly, as soon as I met, like, yo, I'm like, you know, we're going to talk, we're going to do some music. Now, you know, sometimes you meet people, you say that. I'm not saying I say that and don't do it, because I always try to, like, if I really say I want to do a song with you, that means I really want to do a song with you. But you know how sometimes people say that, you're like, okay. No.
Yep.
He's just like me. Like,
they be like, miss me. Soon as they out of your presence, it's like, miss me with that.
So his energy was on point. And on top of that, you can, like, look him up. He has a new album that just dropped. He also just did, like, a couple of months back, Sway in the Morning. And, you know, he's on his journey, his path, the Essence Festival. So he's a really dope MC that's, you know, took some time out to hop on my project, because I thought that was really dope. And that's one of my favorite songs there. So salute to Napoleon the Legend. Salute to Crazy DJ Bizarro. Also, they'll be in Tampa. I'll be with them on September 9th. We'll be at Tampa Ybor City performing at Crowbar for the Brooklyn to Tampa Festival. So salute to them. We'll be out there rocking that. You'll be seeing some of Moments of Perfection live at you.
Okay, so I know the Crowbar is right there, 7th Avenue. Tell the people the date and the time again.
Yeah, September 9th, and the doors open up, I believe, at 7 o'clock. Showtime is at 9. Come out. It's going to be rockness. It's going to be, you know, the boot camp click. It's going to be Napoleon the Legend. It's going to be Ganga Lee. It's going to be so many dope artists out there. It's a festival, so it's going to be rocking all night. I need to come through. If I can, come through. And, you know, check it out. You won't be disappointed at all with the lineup. And I actually had the flyer.
I'll tell you this. I am literally going to be in Tampa that weekend. I will be in the building. How about that?
You need to be in the building. Yes, it would be so dope. That would be so amazing.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a fan base in Tampa. I know y'all tuned in. Listen, meet me out. I think that is a Sunday night. I have an event that Saturday, September the 8th. So that's a Sunday night, Ybor City, 7th Avenue. And if you know anything about Tampa, it gets litty in Ybor City. You feel me? So come on with Ganga Lee, TM, in the Social Lab. Dope. Yeah. Ganga, tell people how they can follow you, how they can get this record. I mean, I got it off of iTunes, but I know it's on Spotify, all digital platforms. Yeah. But how can they follow you?
They can follow me on Instagram at Ganga Lee MC. You can follow me on Twitter at The Real Ganga Lee. A lot of people are like, how do you spell Ganga Lee? It's spelled G-A-N-G-A-L-E-E. So it's Gongoli MC on Instagram. Once again, it's The Real Gongoli, just as regular spelling, THEREALGANGALEE on Twitter. Or you can just go to the website, keep it simple. That's www.doerecords.com. We got the indie label, so we got everything pushing out through the label. So definitely go to the website and you can get everything else. All right? And the people that you're streaming at, just really quickly, they can go on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, all digital streaming outlets, literally all digital streaming outlets. Anywhere you choose to buy it, it's there. If you want to add it to your playlist, it's there. iHeartRadio. Just spread the love, show support, and we love you back. And like I always say, if you like it, tell a friend. And if you don't like it, tell a friend, you know.
No, that's doerecords.com, folks. Support the movement. So support our peoples. Our Jamaican friend, Gongoli, hanging out in the social lab. Hey, we're going to get out of here with what we came in with. Wake up. What does wake up really mean to you?
Yo, it's like not only just first and foremost, when you wake up in the morning, it's a new day. It's a new opportunity to start over fresh. So at the same time, when you're waking up physically, you also want to make sure you're awake mentally. And I hate that saying, like, you know, the cliche has become cliche, like woke and stuff. So I don't want to say that, but it's just wake up. Remember school days, you know, just wake up and be aware of what's going on or the direction that you want to go. So I'm kind of really like this song, you know, I have like nieces and nephews and, you know, the young ones that they're like, yo, I want to rap. I want to be like you. And I'm like, yo, I got you. But it's certain things you got to do that I had to do to get here because it's still a business, you know, and I want you to also treat it as such, you know, generational wealth.
That's
I want to be able to pass it on, but I want to want them to be aware of what they have to do. So this is really a song for like my youngins. But I think it's still a fun song, and really is a song I literally wake up to every morning. It's one of my favorites as well.
Download the project, iTunes, Spotify, all digital platforms. Gongoli, Moments of Perfection. Hey, we're going to leave you tonight with Wake Up, which I think is a great segue. We're back Monday, 9 p. She talked about Spike Lee. Listen, go check out The Black Klansman. We're talking about that next Monday, 9 p. So listen, we will spoil it for you if you haven't seen it by then, because you should have went and seen it and supported the damn movie by now anyway. Hey, we out here.
Yo, Gongoli in the building, all fruits ripe. You done know we got real talk with real people in these real times going on up here in the social lab with TM Hyman Radio.
K-Dub. When I wake up, I don't need makeup to get that cake up. I shake the place up. They try to stop me. They carbon copies. This is my lifestyle. Don't believe me, just watch me. When I wake up, I don't need makeup to get that cake up. I shake the place up. They try to stop me. They carbon copies. This is my lifestyle. Don't believe me, just watch me. Rise and shine. Better yet, y'all better rise and grind. Be on time. If not for the money, then you're wasting time. Get that dough. Any means necessary, get that dough. And don't move slow. You end up missing out moving slow.
Oh, no.
They can't see your plan. So they won't understand. Take you off your square. Now you and them dance. I don't need stands. I need more bands. So put it in my hands. Just put it in my hands. Yeah. Say it loud or don't care. So my song is everywhere. Be up at crack of dawn. With new tracks to share. Interviews I'll do. Special guests in the view.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Live.
Real.